The United States is set to release a declassified intelligence report on the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The document will detail the involvement of Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. The 59-year-old was killed at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul in 2018. His body was dismembered and his remains never found. Saudi Arabia has blamed rogue operatives for the murder and has denied any involvement by the Crown Prince. President Joe Biden says he will speak to Saudi King Salman soon. Simon Marks is live in Washington, D.C. for us. Simon, what new evidence is expected from this report?
Well, we don't know in detail, Steve, as to precisely how much evidence the United States is going to put into the public domain today. But this is a move that Joe Biden's top intelligence chiefs pledged to take over the course of the last few weeks. And we are told from reports that have been sourced to top U.S. government officials here that this report is going to claim and argue that Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman ordered and approved the killing of Jamal Khashoggi, that Saudi-American journalist who was murdered in that assassination plot at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, his body then dismembered. As to the detail of how much intelligence the U.S. is going to include in this declassified version of the report, we know from earlier reporting that Turkish authorities certainly had access to an audio recording that was made inside the Saudi consulate. There's been speculation that the Saudi consulate may have been bugged by at least one foreign state. Whether we're going to see the line-by-line narrative of that audio recording or simply other details that U.S. intelligence agencies have unearthed relating to Mr. Khashoggi's killing, we won't know until we get our hands on the report in a few hours' time. But certainly this does appear to be a moment of great significance in terms of the historically very friendly relationship that exists between the United States and Saudi Arabia, with huge implications for the degree to which President Biden is going to want to engage personally or even be able to engage personally with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, which has huge implications for the future of U.S.-Saudi policy.
Yes, and given what you've just said, Simon, what is the diplomatic fallout then likely to be?
Well, there's already been diplomatic fallout to some extent because, as you know, the Biden administration is taking a much tougher line more broadly on Saudi Arabia, particularly when it comes to its military campaign against the Houthis backed by Iran in Yemen. The United States withdrawing support for that campaign and making it very clear to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia that the Biden administration, unlike the Trump administration that preceded it, does not approve of the use of American weaponry to carry out those airstrikes against Houthi militant positions. The White House has been at pains over the last couple of weeks to insist that when President Biden communicates with the Saudi leadership, he will only be talking to King Salman. And Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked why he wouldn't talk to Crown Prince bin Salman, given that the Crown Prince is the de facto man in charge day to day in Saudi Arabia. And she said, well, Joe Biden's the president of the United States. Mohammed bin Salman is only the Crown Prince. Counterpart to counterpart, Joe Biden should be talking to King Salman. That's going to be a difficult argument to maintain because in all sorts of other parts of the world, Vice President Kamala Harris, for example, only recently spoke to President Emmanuel Macron in France. That wasn't counterpart to counterpart. So it's very clear that President Biden personally, at least for the moment, wants to shy completely clear of Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman and possibly wait until he sees the implications and the reaction to this report that's going to be published here in a few hours.
Many thanks for getting us up to speed. Simon Marks from Washington, D.C.